This is Mona Lisa Baseball.
I wanted to share with you guys when I took my own personal journey to call the San Francisco Giants to let them know that I thought their pitchers should hit. That was a wormhole and a half. I went to their website and I searched far and near to leave them some sort of message, and I couldn't do it. And I was able to go through their player personnel. So it's basically the San Francisco Giants staff. It's maybe over 1,000 people. It absolutely blew my mind. Like when the old days you're talking about, you know, Costanza gets a job, the assistant to the traveling secretary. It's almost a joke. Well, there's like assistants for the assistant traveling secretary now. It's so deep down the line. And when I tried to get to a point where I could speak with someone, the San Francisco Giants used an automatic robot voice. Hello, this is San Francisco Giants. Please leave a message.
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure out if they were doing that because no one gives a fuck, that it's just, yeah, whatever. No one cares about that anymore.
Well, they do not.
Or if they're trying to tell me subliminally, we don't want to hear from you. We don't care.
Dude, if you want to get heard, you call into KNBR. That's how you get heard if you want to talk to the Giants.
Yeah, I've talked to those guys probably half a dozen times through the years. I would say probably the best one that I got in, I was house sitting for my aunt and uncle in a really nice pool house, or a nice pool, nice house. I called in and I was able to talk to Radnich.
Oh, yeah.
And the night before, the Cardinals just smoked the Giants to go up 2-0 in a 5-game series. And I'm like, I'm going to try to do something for the team here. So sure enough, I wasn't on hold that long. A1 in Santa Rosa. No. There I am talking to Radnich, and I went with a shtick. And it's like, Gary, I'm not worried. I want to let you know I'm sitting poolside in a mansion. I got the guy's robe on. You know, this is not... this is not a concern right now. And I kind of went off this list of, you got this going, you got this, and then you got Timmy game 5, like, please. And that was 2012. And then not what I said happened, but they basically didn't lose a game after that. And they swept them through. And I thought, you know what?
That's right.
Maybe there's someone out there that's like, hey, some guys out in Santa Rosa thinks we're going to win. Like, you know what? Maybe we are going to win.
Yeah, he's poolside.
I was poolside, and I had a micro hand in that, but yeah. I also got the pleasure of being in the boat for Pablo's 3-home run game.
Oh, yeah,
probably
yeah.
About a week after that.
By the way, the Giants have a long history of just owning the Cardinals in the playoffs.
Yeah, love that.
That's great.
There's no love lost between the Giants and the Cardinals. There's the one flap down from Leonard in the 87 NLCS.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What, yeah.
That was freaking awesome.
If I'm not mistaken, you went back and watched the whole series as like a COVID thing?
Wasn't online enough in 87.
Yeah, you were just a little guy.
I was just a little dude. So yeah, I took advantage of it, and the beauty of YouTube is every game is available start to finish, including commercials, which was pretty rad too.
Oh man.
Yeah, Leonard let him have it. And I don't know if it was that year, A1, you'll have to refresh my memory of the Clark, Ozzie Smith debacle at second base, but
yeah, it was around that time.
Definitely did not like each other, and nope. Really good series back and forth. Kruko threw a beautiful game and gave just such a rad post game interview. Like, it was just on the wall that he was going to be a commentator, and then they just couldn't pull it. But man, that was really fun to watch old school baseball, man.
Will was cleats up, by the way.
Definitely. No, he didn't go in. Yeah. He was not going in to be friends. That was purpose.
He was trying to win a series. Let's put it that way.
Will Clark did not care about anyone. If you were wearing a different jersey, it was vitriol. Like, he hated you. I think I kind of respect it in a way. Like, you kind of need to have a fuck you attitude to be a competitor. I just think that you need to be able to know when to turn it on and off, you know? Like, if you're in the batter's box and it's you versus one guy, you have to think you're better than him. I mean, that's just like where it starts, you know? But if you meet him at a restaurant. I don't know if necessarily that I'm better than you attitude gets you very far.
Well, Will's online and he talks a lot these days. He's got a show.
Yeah, him and Eric Burns.
They talk a lot.
Well, when he went into second base, it was still categorized under going in hard.
Cleats up, dude. He was cleats up. Trying to break
it. Not every shortstop or second baseman would have clocked him, though, for that play.
Right. Well, let's just put it this way.
He did go in hard, though.
Will was a first baseman, and no one's going hard like that in a first base. So what does he know? Like, where's the perspective here?
It was in the moment.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a pitcher today throwing at somebody he doesn't like. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. And to finish that point, Ozzie Smith didn't throw the punch. It was someone else that came in to stick up for him, and then he tried to, like,
right,
clock him on the side and missed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of pushed Will, and I think
someone else,
Will threw the first punch.
Jose Oquendo or someone like that came in to lay the heavy, so let's make sure we get our facts straight here.
Get your facts straight.
I got a question for you guys.
What you got?
Do you fancy that you'll find yourself in Sacramento next year over 4th of July weekend when the Giants play the A's? In Sacramento.
I don't know. How hot is it?
Good holiday question. Oh, it'll be hot. I believe this year it was about 114.
Oof.
Oh, boy.
On the 4th. Yeah, we were cooking.
Trending.
We were cooking up here.
Trending.
Yeah.
I need misters.
Yeah.
If we're going to do that.
Well, I think you need to go to Modesto for those.
Well, we can't. The nuts, my nuts are gone.
These nuts are gone.
I hope that they had that as a drop at the stadium. For the home team, you know, these nuts.
A drop of the nuts.
Well, that would be killer.
Dude, in Modesto, they spent a bunch of money. The city people voted. They're like, right. Oh, yeah, here's $1 million to improve the stadium. And then the Mariners are like, we're gone.
And then they bailed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the kick in the nuts. That's a very accurate description of what that would feel like.
Yep.
So
I don't see you going to Modesto, though, to watch a baseball game.
No.
Well, same reason I'm not going to Sacramento.
I really want to go to a game this year. We got a streak of 2 years.
Well, we should go to Oakland. It's like the final year.
I would do another A's game.
I'd be down.
Do you show up in the third, leave in the seventh, or did you make it through the whole game?
So slow.
The last time we went to Oakland, me and A1, we got there early. We played Frisbee. We were there for the whole game, and we played more Frisbee afterwards. It was a whole day thing.
Nice.
That's true.
There's an episode of Mona Lisa Baseball all about it.
That's true, although I don't believe we did see the first pitch. I think we might have seen the first pitch of the second inning, but we were in the parking lot enjoying ourselves. Let's get real.
I didn't see a lot of the first inning because I was playing interference.
Yo, the second we walked in, we were in trouble. Basically how that went.
It's all my fault, though. I take full responsibility. I had all the tickets on my phone and I thought I showed them to the right people, but I guess was it two or three layers of people who needed to see this, and once I had showed it the third time, I'm like, we're good. Yeah, let's go.
We're,
you know,
yeah, we're going to watch the game.
I was telling everyone, like, go, and then somebody was, you know, I don't know.
They're trying to sneak down.
Yeah, exactly.
In this empty stadium.
Right. We got past this guy, that guy, and now we're
These assholes think they're going to sit in the front row.
We had great seats. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, they were spectacular. You couldn't get closer to a net.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, we got off track.
There is no track.
There's no track.
Yeah, I was trying to tally it up and I'm thinking, do you see yourself at this point being a lifelong baseball fan? And it sounds like I don't think you can be derailed.
I just think it's too valuable. Now that I've had the chance to coach, there's so many beautiful things in this game that you can translate to your life. And
but what if it keeps getting worse?
Well, I guess back to A2's point of the Star Wars point, the 87 series isn't cheapened for me because both leagues are DH now. I get to go back and say, I remember how baseball was played. That's kind of the whole point of what your project is that we get to be a part of. Yes, A4 is onto it. Let's blow it up. They're obviously more on that track, but there is a preservation piece, and it's on people like us to be storytellers, to remind people what this can be. It just has so many things that I think can translate in a really positive way.
Yeah, you just reminded me. I remember on our high school JV team, the absolute worst player on the team, I had missed a game. And when I came back, they're like, dude, guess who got a hit? And I'm like, yeah, that guy. And it seemed 100% impossible. And he's like, dude, I was there. It was a single up the middle. I'm telling you, that guy got a hit. You're going, that just can't be. But how great is that? He got to go home and be like, yeah, got a hit.
Yep. That was his part, right?
Yeah.
I had a kid on our team. I don't know how he did it. I'm probably eyes closed, turned on it, hit like a cheap duck fart fly ball, barely lands fair behind third base, turns it into a double. I mean, how killer is that? That's so beautiful.
That's baseball, yeah.
On your horse. Exactly.
Yeah. I keep pushing for you to be the historian of our generation. And I keep thinking that there's just so much rad stuff from baseball in my life that it feels irresponsible to turn my back on it. That's all. But that doesn't mean I could tell you more about the 1993 teams than the teams now. I don't know if that's everybody, right? Like maybe old timers can tell the starting lineup from 65, right? Something like that. I don't know if it just comes with
getting
older.
Probably.
Yeah. But
probably like the same thing. Like our parents can name every song on a Beatles album or something.
Right. Exactly. But I think we were lucky. I mean, dude, the other day I was talking to a family member and we were rabbit holing a little bit. This is when I shot you guys that text when we were looking at the schedule and I was telling you how killer it is that there are no rival games in September.
Oh my God. You fucking killed me. Killed me with that.
Not one rival game in September. Anyway.
Be even more clear. Just there's no Giants versus Dodgers in September.
That's right.
Correct?
Correct. Yeah. Instead, they'll be in Baltimore and...
Baltimore. Yep.
Somewhere else. Like, I want to say Kansas City, maybe. That really spectacular AL East, AL Central.
No, they got a makeup game.
The leagues don't matter anymore.
Road trip.
They got a makeup game against the Expos, which they never got to finish. Finish that one up.
But we were looking at baseball stats, and baseballreference.com holds a special place in my heart. Mm-hmm. And we were looking at Tony Gwynn's stats, and we were talking about how lucky we were to see a guy play.
Yeah.
Who they painted the 5.5 hole on the field. Everyone knew he was going to hit it there and he'd still get hit. But beyond that, he had a season, guys, like 500 plus at bats and maybe 30 strikeouts.
Mm.
A2 can check me on that, but unbelievable stuff. Like
he's got stats that are, I don't need to check it. They were, you know, no one's ever bested in terms of
strikeout,
pure contact hitter. Yeah.
Yeah. Unbelievable. That kind of stuff that is now long gone, right? That's the stuff you talk about.
That's right.
I just find it so ridiculous that it's just a home run derby now.
Yeah, no, Tony Gwynn's launch angle was not good.
But the guy hit 390, right? And they think it was 90.
No, but his launch angle.
Back to the launch angle.
No, it sucks. No, it was horrible.
You're not listening.
It's like the worst.
One of the lowest in the league. You don't understand.
Reminds me of Mr. Baseball when he's like, I led this team in doubles in the month of August. You're trading me? You're trading me. I am hitting 390. Your launch angle's garbage. You're out.
Nope. Goodbye.
Oh, I wonder if it's a good time to revisit Mr. Baseball.
Oh, man.
I think I saw it once in whatever year, 93 or whatever.
Paul Skeens is bringing back mustaches, supposedly. So,
oh, please.
Instead of him worried about, you know, people were like, oh, is he going to throw in a hitter? Who cares? His mustache looks cool. By the way, Tom Selleck's rad.
Oh, my God. Please. With this.
I got to report a stat that I heard, which was his girlfriend has more followers than the entire league of baseball.
Yes, she's hot.
In terms of their, help me out, is it their page or their...
Probably talking like Instagram or something like that, or TikTok.
Yeah, I think it was like her Instagram is bigger than the entire MLB's Instagram.
Of course.
Something like that.
Yeah, and that's why the MLB is chasing an audience that's not you or me or A3. Like,
is it true they mic'd her up for the game?
Yeah.
I had heard they had her mic'd up while he was pitching.
Listen, man, if you're in the NFL, wouldn't you want to mic up Taylor Swift? Like, get a mic on her, of course. Like, yes. Because that's the audience they're chasing.
That's the audience.
Like, yeah. I can't make this point any more clear now. That's look.
Yeah.
It's not us. Who are we?
Nobody. We're haters.
Older dudes. Like,
we're haters.
They're targeting a different audience and they think that we'll come along for free. But we're here to say... No, this is not working for us.
I thought of a word that they're recklessly just tossing into the wastebasket, which is reverence. They're getting rid of all reverence points that they have going for them. It's like just pushing us straight out the door. It's like, yeah, Livy done. That's our audience. Not the guy that names stats from other decades. Like, you don't mean a thing to me. When was the last time you bought a hat, a jersey? Yeah. Anyway, Livy Dunn, back to Livy Dunn. And if they are so willing to toss us aside, what could possibly happen that would get us excited or back in the like throes of things? Like, hey, baseball is hopping. A3, you sound very depressed about it all, but are there moments where you're thriving and baseball is just like, fuck yeah? Are you still getting those moments? Or is it all kind of stuck in this wheel of, well, it was kind of better back when, but I still like it. It kind of feels like you're trapped in there.
That's exactly where I am. Like, I have it on the radio more than on TV.
Yeah.
And maybe even that's like my version of subconsciously trying to like rekindle an old version of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I just don't get excited about the things that they want you to be excited about. Like, home runs are great. I just thought that home runs meant more when they weren't as
prevalent.
And so I just have always enjoyed better pitching and better defense. Those subtleties are not celebrated. It's launch angle and how far he hit it. And that stuff just doesn't do it for me, I guess.
If everyone in the lineup is swinging for the fences, yeah, you're going to get a lot more home runs.
I mean, yeah, the Phillies lineup is out of control.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Tell me about it.
I mean,
they still got the Schwarbs.
I think Schwarber's hitting leadoff. Didn't, I think like
still eight, hitting leadoff.
Oh, yeah, that's stuck.
Eight of them got to the NL All-Stars.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing I do know, that kid, Alec Bohm or Baum, plays third base, and he got a bunch of flack a couple of years ago. I think he might have been a rookie, and he made like two or three errors at third. And Philly, being Philly, just let him have it, right? And after the game, he's like, fuck this place. Like, I don't know why anyone wants to play in Philly. And now he's an all-star there and beloved. And I just think that's fun. Like, I would rather hear those kinds of stories than, like, Schwarber is hitting 208 and has 20 homers and he made the all-star team. Yeah.
Well, it makes me happy to say that the Phillies have the most wins in Major League Baseball as of today.
Well, they got something going, right? I mean, shit.
Yeah, so it's working.
Like you said, the proof's in the pudding. And if they're the best team in baseball, then it's hard to refute their plan.
Well, let's not forget that if you're going to make the shift illegal, it naturally lends itself to that type of game where you're not going to be punished for, I will pull ball.
Well, shouldn't you be punished for hitting 208? Unless you're the catcher who's got a cannon and plays great defense and calls a good game, hitting 208 is an unacceptable number for a leadoff hitter. Am I wrong?
For a leadoff issue.
But that seemed to be acceptable. But what if you're Schwarber and you hit 208 and you can't play left field? You're the leadoff hitter? And everyone's just okay with this?
Stick him in leadoff.
No one's saying, like, why is this guy hitting leadoff? What's going on?
Don't care.
Launch angle.
Real decent launch angle.
So tattering.
Yeah, Tony Gwynn, hey, we're going to put you in seventh tonight.
He's just going to come off the bench. A1, your original question was, what would it take? And I honestly think I can handle most of the rule changes because I guess I have to, like, lesser of all evils.
Yes, you do.
But if somebody had the gumption to really do the right thing and either go no leagues or go back to DH, no DH, which I thought was totally fine, that would help me be a better fan.
Yeah, man. Good luck.
End quote.
I'm glad to hear that.
What if that happened? That doesn't do it for you? Are you so far gone? Like, what if they came out of nowhere and they said, you know what? We tried it. Didn't land the way we wanted it to. We're going back to NL teams play no DH baseball. What would that sound like to you? What would that feel like?
That's the biggest of all of them. I'm really upset about the base running and the pickoff attempts. I mean, I'm upset about all of it, but if I had to pick one fight, it would be pitchers got a hit. And I would say the number one main reason for that is, to me, the highest level, you need to be playing the sport of baseball. And once that's gone, it's taken out of the kids and it goes back to little league coach asking if the kid wants to pitch or bat today. And that is such a poor example of playing baseball to me that the whole thing goes in the shitter. So that would be the most important one. And I would say, okay, yeah, that's something. But a couple years ago, I was basically predicting baseball is falling flat on its face. It's not. It's the sport's getting worse. I don't think there's any question that the actual baseballness isn't as strong. However, a lot of people disagree and they're going with it. So to me, it's the full bleed out. It's worst case scenario where you can't even, most people can't even see that it is getting worse. And one thing I wanted to ask you about is, I know you're saying you listen more on the radio, but when you're watching a game, do you miss the catcher giving finger signals and instead like going to the computer? Is that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you have to watch that. See, I don't have to watch that. I couldn't, but you do.
Yeah.
So you can stomach that too. What does he do? He goes to the wrist.
They have an electronic buzzer attached to their person.
Is it in the glove?
You know, it's funny you asked that. I was thinking that today because I've never heard it or whatever, or like, and especially like if it's a Latino pitcher and a, yeah. Is it in Spanish or English or like, does he hear fastball? I don't even know how they communicate. I just know he hits a button.
No, it's just, it's like a button array and you press one that indicates what kind of pitch and where you want it. High, low, high and low, center, down, low, all that. It's like a...
Like Braille? You
know? Yeah, but then that communicates to the pitcher and it says it, right? It says fastball high. Is that how he gets the call?
Yes.
Okay.
And a lot of times it's the manager calling it from the dugout now.
Yeah, I mean, I hate all that.
You want to know if it's in an Australian accent or something, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like Siri style.
Throw it in there, mate.
Yeah. So now... The language of baseball is a series of like buzzes and beeps and people pressing, you know, like a Game Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty fucking dumb.
So you miss it, you don't miss it, or you kind of forgot that that was even a thing. Like, did it just kind of float away? The catcher waving the fingers.
Do you have that feeling when you drive in really heavy fog and you got your brights on and you're just kind of squinting and hoping for the best and following it. And then if you see another car come, then you take your brights off and be a good human. And then they pass and you do it again.
Yeah.
That's kind of like how I watch baseball. Yeah, like
I'm with you.
I just kind of am focusing and squinting at the parts that I know exist there. And then I'll flip the high beams off when I need to. And then, so like, I don't even notice the peripheral shit sometimes. Like I just kind of, I'm numb to it now, I guess. I hope that's a decent analogy.
You're the most depressing fan I've ever talked to.
He has a long commute.
Right.
Yeah. Again, I apologize. I'm working real hard to find the joy in it. And there are parts of the game that, you know, base hits here and there that drive in runs and tie games, that there's a lot of drama still to be excited about. But
right.
Those things definitely make me shake my head, man. I wish I had a better attitude about it. It can't be that, like, was it that easy to steal signs? Like,
yeah, no. It technology enabled sign stealing to the point where it got ridiculous. And yeah, we had to do this.
But there was something rad about when I was pitching, the first sign was indicator. So the first sign would be 1, 2, or 3. And then the pitch that he wanted you to throw was whatever he put. So if you put 3, it'd be the third sign. If you put 1, it's the very next sign. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people got away from that because pitchers would just do what they wanted.
Yeah, the rotating indicator.
It'd be like first or last sign or next inning would change it up or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's way more intricate at the highest levels. You know, like, doesn't it have to be? I guess not. They used a garbage can in the dugout. That's not very...
Yeah, that's the amazing thing.
Hide in plain sight, right?
Sometimes that still works.
Poolside.
Did it just kind of float away?
baseball bro.
Blew myself up.
Feels irresponsible to turn my back on it.
Yeah, got a hit. The second we walked in, we were in trouble.